Hey guys, I hope y'all had a blessed week. I'm super excited about my topic today because we're gonna get into some spiritual aspects and demons and open doors, things like that that we really need to know, that we need to get our heads out of the sand and realize the word talks about we do not fight against flesh and blood, but the unseen realm. And we do, and we need to stop acting like we don't. So, the first thing I will say is, as a Christian, we should not have open doors for the enemy to access us. A lot of times it's like the Lord warns us, like, don't let the sun go down on your anger, giving the devil a foothold. Like, we don't want to let the enemy have any kind of influence in our lives. So there's things we have to do in order to stay vigilant, like any occult practice that's definitely gonna open the door for the enemy, because that the witchcraft, all that stuff, it's an abomination to the Lord, and we do not even need to entertain it. And I will say this, and a lot of people get upset when I say this, and that's okay. I'm called to speak the truth in love, and that's what I'm gonna do. So, yoga. Okay, there is a spiritual aspect to yoga. So it has a lot of Hinduism, Buddhism in it, and you're literally bowing down to their gods, little g. So it says in the word that people perish for a lack of knowledge. We need to have knowledge on these things. So definitely do not recommend even entertaining that at all, just because it's very unwise. You can do it, you have free will to do it, but it's just not wise to do that. If we have any like unrepentant sin in our life, if we're living a lifestyle of sin, we are opening the door for the enemy. Like, we need to, when we, because we all fall short, we need to be quick to repent and allow God to work through us and stay connected with Him, like in relationship, in our word, in prayer, be very vigilant, pray in the spirit. And another thing I was just talking about today with somebody. So I know you all know what I'm talking about, okay? And this is how you know how real it is. So, when you are doing something, maybe in your house, and you're like, I feel like somebody's watching me. Like, how many times have you said that? Like, I feel like somebody's watching me. Okay, well, I opened my eyes to the spiritual realm a couple years ago, and I never came back because it's all so real. So whenever I feel that in my home, now I say I rebuke you in the name of Jesus and you must flee. And it goes because you have to understand that the devil is not omnipresent. Like, he can only be one place at one time, but he has these little demons, these little minions that follow us around and study us to see what is our, what are we vulnerable in? What bothers us? Like, he's not going to, if we've never dealt with addiction, he's not going to put drugs in front of our face. But, he is going to try to do things that would him, like, we would fall prey to. Let's say I had an issue with, drinking alcohol or smoking weed. Well, of course, the enemy is going to have people who are influenced by demons to bring that around. Because, like I said, it's not against flesh and blood. We're not fighting each other. It's spirit under operation. So, next time you're in your house and you feel like, ooh, something's watching me, you're gonna hear the Lord say, you better rebuke that in Jesus' name. And you see how the atmosphere starts to shift. Now, we need to stop just being passive. Y'all, we are called to spiritually fight. Like, we put armor on. We don't put pajamas on. We put armor on so that we can fight in the spirit against these things. And you know, if crazy stuff is going on in my house and I could tell it's a spiritual aspect, we anoint our house and we do what's called fighting. And anytime I say, Ken, it's time to fight, he knows I ain't talking about naturally. He knows I'm talking about let's get some oil out. Let's pray over this house, because we really do need to be vigilant that this is a spiritual battle, and that that we need to close any door. Like, we, anything that we put our trust in that isn't the Lord and it's not the Holy Spirit, if it's not the Holy Spirit, it's another spirit. It's a demonic spirit. The Holy Spirit is only the only good spirit. I don't care who tells you otherwise. That's the only good spirit, is the Holy Spirit. Every other spirit is not a good one. Okay? If someone's being led by a spirit that isn't the Holy Spirit, they're being led by a Kundalini spirit or another demonic spirit. There's so many of them. But yeah, we need to get our heads out of the sand and be vigilant in prayer, because these things are very, very real. And I'm going to tell you guys soon about, so I guess it's almost been a year ago since my daughter's about a year. She'll be a year on November 25th. I about lost my life. I started seeing things in the room, and I had told my husband right before that I gave birth. I said, I feel like something is trying to kill me. And it was miraculous. Like, the doctors couldn't explain how I lived. I lost like 4 pints of blood, or 4 liters, whatever it is. And at that stage, you literally, your organs start failing. I never passed out. And that, in my report, they said that I was to foresee having 2 blood transfusions. Didn't need one. Woke up with full energy. And it was supernatural. You know, the Lord literally spared my life. Like, he miraculously healed me. Like, anybody says that miracles don't happen today and God is still not moving, you say, get behind me, Satan. Like, it does. It really does. And we're going to dive deep in several different things that need to be talked about, need to be addressed. But y'all, we need to make sure we are crucifying our flesh. We are in our word. We're in prayer. And that we are being poured into also. Like, we need people pouring into our lives. You know, we need that. And we need accountability. So many people in the church have no accountability. Like, we have to help each other, encourage each other, lift each other up, rebuke when needed, like, tell the truth in love. That's what we need. So I definitely encourage you, if you do not have, you know, if you lack in one of those areas, I just pray that you see that the times are now. Like, look around at what has been happening. We need to spiritually prepare ourselves and get in the Word and cling close to the Lord. If there is anything hindering us from our relationship with Christ, we need to cut it off. If it's a relationship, if it's social media, whatever it is, in this time, we need to stay focused on the call we have on our lives and not get distracted of civilian affairs, because we're aliens to this world. We are supposed to fight spiritually. We are in an army. We are not in the stands. We need to get on the field and start fighting in the spirit and start interceding and just showing the light of Jesus. And we can never do that out of our carnality. Like, if you just go to church on Sunday morning and you never read your Bible and you never pray, you're spiritually dead and you need to wake up. Like, get your head out of the sand and you need to wake up to see that the Lord is wanting to use you, but he can't use you if you are not in connection with him. Like, he cannot live through us if we don't kill our flesh, if we don't die to ourselves and equip ourselves with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So, like I said, reach out. to me. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything, reach out, and I will see you guys next week.